I take photographs for many reasons. Taking photographs allows me to physically document moments. It lets me capture things that remind me of good times. Just remind me of moments. It's just one way to sort of capture moments for me. You know, it doesn't matter if I'm making it with a 4x5 camera or a little point and press camera. It's just about that little moment in time. That's the physicality of it to remind me. It gives you a clearer picture sometimes. You know, photography, you know, it's afforded me so many luxuries in life. And I don't just mean materialistic things, you know, it's allowed me to travel the world and meet some of the most incredible people, and not just movie stars or pop stars or celebrities or famous people, but just ordinary people. You know, it doesn't matter if it's the deserts of Nevada or the back streets of Beirut or anywhere. It gives you an opportunity to walk up to someone in the street and just say, you know, like, hey, can I take a photograph? And there's very few things that give you that vehicle for opportunity. So, you know, these are many of the reasons I take photographs. It also allows me to, you know, express my point of view and my opinion. When you take a photograph, it's that's your voice. That's your focus stands on it. That's what you're saying. That's the way you see the world. And just to show that and hopefully inspire others by that has an incredible reward to it. So there's a million reasons I take photographs. Not all the reasons I take photographs for. But, you know, it sounds mad, but taking photographs in my world allows me to stop and relax and look at the world in detail. Just for that moment in time, I can just stop and it's my space. I can just lose myself in that view piece or that viewfinder or under the cloth or just walk in the streets. Just, it's my time, you know, and it's incredible. It doesn't matter what it is. It can be, you know, the vast deserts of, as I say, Nevada, or it can be a simple still life of some old piece of tool or an old fire extinguisher or an old bottle that I found, something. What it does is it slows you down, lets you stop, take the time to think and just to study things and look at them slightly different. Photography also pays my bills, you know, it's one of these things, it's what I do for a living. What else does photography do? It's, to me, it's something I just can't help take photographs. So, you know, if I was to sum up and say, why do I take photographs? Because I do believe there's a visual language out there. And there's an understanding that you can just look at something. I suppose the way that a poet looks at a piece of poetry, they get something from it that I may not. There's certain images I just look at and they just work. But there's just something there that triggers something in you that you know you're looking at something special. When I look at, like, the work of, say, someone like August Sander, his stuff was solely about documenting and recording a period in time, but there's still something so simplistically beautiful about his work. It's void of gimmicks. I don't like gimmicky kind of photography. I like stuff that's very simple. The same with people like Mike Disfarmer. These are photographers whose work solely documents, and I think that's similar to the sort of stuff I've done or tried to do with the series I shot in The Buskers, or some of the images I shot in Highway 50, because what it's doing is it's allowing you to look at a period in time that's not constructed or not controlled. It's an actual event that existed at that moment in time, unpropped and for the lack of a word, there's no gimmicks involved. It's the way it was, and hopefully it will serve as some kind of reference, you know, to show that was that period in time and that specific place with that person. So photography to me, I take photographs that documents my life. It lets me record the moments, you know, that's happening in my short time on this planet. What other reasons I take photographs? You know, it's one of these questions. It's just every individual will have a different answer. But basically, I take photographs because I can't help it, and I love taking photographs.